Tomorrow, after many delays, Haitians will go to the polls to choose a president and a legislature. It's a process that many there want to believe in after years of instability and growing lawlessness. NPR's Corey Flintoff visited the Haitian port city of San Marc, a city some believe could see violence on Election Day.
San Marc is about 2 hours north of Port-au-Prince on a dusty road that's riddled with axle-snapping potholes. The city figured prominently in the rebellion that led to the ouster of Jean-Bertrand Aristide because it was where Aristide's police failed to stop rebels who were approaching the capital. It's also notorious as a place where 2 years ago scores of people, some say as many as 100, were murdered. Aristide supporters were accused of hunting down and killing their political opponents. Because of that, San Marc has the reputation of being a fiercely divided city and a potential flashpoint for election violence. On this morning, though, the town was calm and quiet. People in their Sunday clothes climbed the stairs to the voting center to pick up their identity cards.
Artiste Jacques Jean-Richard.
Jean-Richard Artiste Jacques has a slight mistake on his card. One of his names is spelled wrong, but the woman behind the table assures him that he'll be able to vote and that he can bring the card back to have it redone after the election. Marie-Jacques Picot works at the voting center. She says most of the cards have been distributed, about 85%, but she says people are still coming and the deadline for picking them up has been extended another day. Picot also says San Marc is peaceful now, and she's not seeing the animosities that used to divide the town among the people who come to receive their voting cards.
Things were like that before, divided. But now everyone is working to go forward. Nobody would want to stay in the situation we were in this primitive situation where dog eats dog.
Some of the remaining anger has been translated into hostility against former President René Préval, the front-runner in tomorrow's election. Préval was widely seen as a protégé of Aristide, and there was trouble a few weeks ago when he attempted to speak in San Marc. City officials say Préval's supporters built a speaker stand that blocked an important street. When they refused to move it to a nearby space, police pulled it down. The situation escalated and someone set fire to a big banner with the candidate's picture on the front of Préval headquarters. Nobody was hurt and Préval was able to speak later. Lafalaise Walter is a local judge and a candidate for the House of Representatives. He says the rival groups that once split the city have less influence today. The pro-Aristide group is no longer organized and its opponents are no longer active.
C'est sûr, comme ils disent dans toutes les rues.
I see some people saying that if they don't do well in these elections, the city of San Marc would be turned to ashes. But they are not the only ones to live in San Marc. We live here too.
One issue remains hanging over San Marc. The people who are allegedly responsible for the political killing still haven't been tried. Yvonne Neptune, Aristide's former prime minister, is in jail on charges relating to the murders, along with some other top officials. Neptune was held without charges until just a few months ago, and his cause won the support of several members of Congress. He's denied the allegations and sought to draw attention to his case with a prolonged hunger strike. Lafalaise Walter says justice has been too slow.
Does that indicate that a hidden hand wants to prevent them from being tried? They should have been tried already. If they're innocent, they should be set free, and if they're guilty, they should be sentenced.
But Walter and others say they don't think the court case will affect tomorrow's vote. United Nations officials who are working on the elections in San Marc say they don't care who wins, but they say they do want to see happy losers, or at least losers who believe the results were fair. Lafalaise Walter says he believes the election will be credible, and if he loses, he'll help whoever wins. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.